Nia Washington and Joe Pugh, two teenagers from Barnsley, became famous this summer for all the wrong reasons. On June the 2nd, they set off on their first date to Alton Towers. Before the end of the day, their lives had changed forever. Now, we caught up with them, see how they're doing now. Just see, you know, is everything okay?
Good.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting on, yeah.
Do you think about it every day?
Yeah, like, every day when I wake up, I think about it, like, think back to it. Well, like, when you see your scars and stuff, like, on my hands and my knees and that, I think, like, every day, like about it.
What about you, Leah?
Yeah. Well, I've got to pick up crutches every morning, so, yeah, it's a big reminder.
How are you getting on with them?
They're all right. Very tiring, but...
And have you got to a point where you've sort of, like, almost forgotten and then go, oh, hang on a minute, I've got crutches?
Sometimes. Like, if it seems, like, a bit normal, and then... If I need to go somewhere and I think, oh, I've got to pick my crutches up and hop to wherever I want to go.
Right. Leah, you and Joe, you're both in the Royal Stoke Hospital. Your name's all over the national TV, it's all over the press. And a doctor tells you that you're going to have to lose a leg. How did they explain that decision to you?
I kind of knew when I woke up that there was something different. And then I can remember... surgeon coming in and telling me, and I was just like screaming, telling him, don't say it, don't say it. So it were hard.
So you knew?
Yeah.
And you're saying, I don't want to know, I don't want to know.
Yeah, I didn't want it to be like real.
And what did they say?
I can't really remember, but basically just said that we had to amputate, so.
And who was with you then?
I had my mum, my dad, my brother, my nan and my granddad, and then my godfather.
And then he left you alone and you kind of with your family then?
Yeah.
Trying to come to terms with that?
Yeah, and there lots of nurses and machines beeping.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Did you think you were in a dream?
No, because when I woke up I remembered accident. Yeah, it felt like a nightmare, but real at the same time.
So let's go back in time a week or so. You were going to go on your first date together?
It was more like as first date of being actually together, rather than just seeing each other.
Who initially asked her out?
I don't think it was really like that, were it? Like, we'd just been seeing each other and we're just like, oh, we might as well just set up a boyfriend and girlfriend now.
Right,
because
okay.
We've been seeing each other for that long.
Did he say that, or did you?
He said it.
And what did you think when he said, oh, we might as well? Is he a romantic bloke?
Sometimes.
If I want to be.
Is Leah romantic?
If she wants to be.
What does he mean by that?
I don't know.
So you decided, you've been seeing each other a little while, you decided to go away just together somewhere. Who decided Alton Towers?
It were a joint decision, weren't
both
it?
Both of us, weren't it?
And you've been before?
I have.
Yeah, have been quite a few times.
So next, they talk us through what actually happened. It's Hallam FM, it's 8:13.